Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with the live music and laughter, hopefully a little insight. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani. Tonight's guests are Zach Lancaster, Rob Filo, Josiah Taschek. We got Lonnie Eagleton and Matthew St. John. A couple of people in here supporting as well, David and Justin. We are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Vangelie l'Enfant. We are, and so our prescription tonight is, you want to bring in the prescription there?
Yeah, and the dwellers in technology unplug for a break. So the humans will look at how technology improving the morning commute. What is doing to make our working day better? How it will transform our evening entertainments and what goes on at night in the smart cities that increasingly never sleep. We start the day as urban dwellers around the world with the morning commute in the future that may mean hailing a jetpack. Everyone is looking at their phone and ignoring their kids. It's become a problem all over the world. What do you think, Jason?
I think you're right. I think that the dwellers in technology need to unplug for a break. Good prescription there, Ali. And glad to have you as a partner on the medicine show. He's always coming up with these brilliant ideas for concepts and stuff. Tonight we are going to take a quick break. We were talking about, what about the ringtone?
Oh, okay.
Let's listen to the ringtone song. We'll be right back with Zach Lancaster, Rob Filo, Josiah Taschek, Lonnie Eagleton, and Matthew St. John.
Is that my iPhone?
Okay, we are here on the Medicine Show with Zach Lancaster, who is a local Vancouver guy. 23-year-old Zachary Lancaster left his prairie home of Brandon, Manitoba for Vancouver on a quest to bring his music to new people and new places. Zach's storytelling songs are simple, personal, and authentic, with a depth that belies his youth. He's also a photographer. You can find his EP, The Weaker Man, on iTunes, Bandcamp, or his website, ZacharyLancaster.com. Welcome to the Medicine Show. Zachary, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Glad to be here.
Let's start off with a song.
Sweet, sweet.
What song are you going to do?
This is a new one. This one's about pride. This one's called Break the Chains.
Zachary Lancaster on the Medicine Show.
Takes a certain type to carry, takes another one to run. I can't uphold all my decisions, but I don't regret a single one. 'Cause I've made plans that I can stick to every second of every day. And I'm so proud when I'm in trouble, I'd sooner die than have to say. Break the chains that I carry and walk me to the sea that the salt road my carries and only me away to the road. Thank you. I've missed forests for the trees with tanks upon my eyes. I've missed forests for the trees with planks upon my eyes. Given time with my reflection, I'll micromanage my demise. Break the chains that I carry and walk me to the sea. Let the salt erode my sickness to the sand beneath my feet. And if anyone is holy, it's the one who won't speak. And if anyone is worthy, it's the one who bears no teeth. We're not born to be sinners, we're all born to be saints. But the road's so rarely traveled, and our words so easy to break. I've seen words become sinners, words that can't fly. So we all stare at the heavens for a chance to answer why. Break the chains that I carry and walk me to the sea. Let the salt erode my sickness, do the sand beneath my feet. And if anyone is holy, it's the one who won't speak. And if anyone is worthy, it's the one who bears no teeth.
Excellent. Zachary Lancaster on The Medicine Show. Zach, I did want to ask you, do you want to just go right into another song right away?
Can we do that? Sure, yeah.
Because I want to make sure that, like, the last song, there was a bit of a shuffle around the room here, getting all settled. And what was the name of that song? Because I didn't get a chance. We got some computer stuff going on, so I'm going to do everything by pen.
It's called Break the Chains, that first one.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there with us out there in Radio Land. Break the Chains, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one called?
The next one's called Standing on the Ocean.
Great stuff. Give me a quick second. Bear with us. Standing on the Ocean?
Standing on the Ocean.
And do you often walk on water?
I don't, no.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with this concept?
This one.
I think I've heard of this act.
This one is about the time before getting caught after making a decision. Sorry. It's about after you've made a decision and waiting for the repercussions of that decision. When you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, you're standing on the ocean waiting to fall in.
Brilliant. That's Zachary Lancaster on The Medicine Show. Standing on the Ocean.
I've been stealing all I want for far too long. It's about time that I relinquish all I own. My heart is beating faster than it ever has before. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. Oh. sun is rising just above the hill. I'll have light for just as long as I have will. There's a chance that you might rescue me, but I think it's pretty slim. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. Just fall in. I could sink right to the bottom, or I could swim. There's a chance that you might rescue me, but I think it's pretty slim. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. My destiny as far as I can see, but the ocean's flat and so is home to me. And the world seems more relentless than it possibly could be. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared.
Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
We're back to the medicine show.
Wow, far out, man. Oh, wow. Okay, we're back on the medicine show, and we have, as I said, we have Zachary Lancaster, who's joined us in the studio, and he has a gig at the Fairview Pub on the 22nd, and tell us a little bit about that. Is there a specific time of day people should arrive before you're, like, really, like, on the stage cooking along, or what?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a opening set for the open mic, a little bit of a fun little 30-minute set. That'll be
you're the special guest of the night, is what I understand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Featured artist.
The featured artist, yeah.
You gotta really be on this microphone.
Oh, sounds
it's a very
good.
Sensitive one there. We want people to know that you're in the room because it sounds sometimes like you're in the hallway if you're back away from it.
Totally.
That's great. What is the recording of your own music process sound? What's that been like for you?
Oh, it's been tough. Netflix is right there on my computer. No, I'm just kidding.
Very distracting, isn't it?
Very distracting. I just got to turn off the internet. It's good. It's tough. It's solitary, but it's fun. And we were just talking. I'm a little hard on myself, so sometimes I need to be a little bit easier. So my friends help rein me in that process.
Do you want to start up a little bit of your playing and come in soon, or are you ready to go soon?
Do you want to play music?
Sure. Yeah, I want you to play some music in a second here.
Ooh,
Zach, can you stick around for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can say as long
great
as you
stuff.
Want me here.
Okay, so, you know, we have asked His Excellency Rob Fellow. And so you just start, you know, tinkering around on the guitar, and after we do the intro, well, you can just keep playing. How about that, Rob?
Yeah, you just tell me when to go.
Go ahead, start off, and I'll bring in your intro as you're going. Okay. So as I was guiding there, Mr. Rob Fellow. Okay, bring his sensitivity down there. Yeah, okay, so right on the Medicine Show, we got Rob Fellow. And he's a singer-songwriter with Web Services, producer, CEO, and creative director of Vancouver Media Services, founder of Music is Love Charity and the Positivity Project. Mr. Rob Bello. I got this demon laid up in my head. Screaming, cause she needs to be fed. I'm going cold. Cold turkey, yeah. I'm going cold. Oh, no. My body's aching, so I sweat and I shake.
Very lucky this evening to have Mr. Lonnie Eagleton here to do some lead. Please enjoy. Just get one fix. Dial that number, honey. 666, and I'm going cold. Tunnels clearing, I can just see the air. Then comes a visit from my old best friend. We're going cold, 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 cold turkey. Thank you very much for hanging out.
Okay, that was Rod Pillow with Lonnie Eagleton and Justin Patrick on The Medicine Show.
Well done, guys.
Woo! Wow, jam session going down in the room. As my friends in the house. Like, this isn't exactly a house. This is a radio station. Okay? Anyway. That was called cold turkey or what? Is that what you call
cold
it?
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey!
Yeah, there's a copy of that song. When I found out my childhood home was getting torn down in Richmond, I got a crew together, and we all got in there, and we got a big party going, and we did a live album called Home, which is available at robfillo.com, robfillo.com, and we did a live album in the home, and then it was torn down. So you can get a copy of that and check
it out. So that had a lot of, like, you know, not just childhood memories, but, like, childhood energy and youthful sort of rejuvenation into the whole recording project.
It had a kind whole of bunch interesting. Of all sorts of energies. And it actually comes with an ebook which outlines the different rooms and some photos from the night. So, yeah, it's pretty
Such
cool.
Such an artist.
I don't have a choice. Sometimes I wish I did.
Yes, absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about the Positivity Project?
The Positivity Project. Well, the Positivity Project new video
Lean
comes
into
out.
Into the mic. Lean into the mic.
Every Monday morning, I produce a web series called The Positivity Project. And what happens is I get a new person from my area of effect, and they come in and tape a segment based on what they want to say and a story, thought, idea, or coping strategy that's positive. Because in today's media, it's easy, easy, easy to get frustrated because there's so much negativity and BS that's going on out there. So this is simple and sincere positive messages from really good people who are real people with real messages. And we have a quarterly special where we interlace a bunch of the different guests. And it's just really worth watching. So you can find that at thepositivityproject.xyz. You can also find it with a brand new reboot on Facebook. So the Positivity Project is doing a straight to Facebook with a bunch of the videos. And it's really reaching actually more people that way than on YouTube for some reason. People are sharing it through social media like Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that. So definitely worth checking out. It's all free. And the people who are involved in it don't get paid. It's just people wanting to put a positive message into the media, which is filled with a whole bunch of crap. So
sounds like a familiar theme, eh?
Yeah. There you
positivity,
go.
Man. Far out. Love that. So also wanted to ask about the Music is Love charity.
Yeah.
So how is that a charity and what does it do?
Well, Music is Love is a grassroots charity. I founded a couple years ago. I ended up buying a guitar from Long and McQuaid, and it was a kind of a cheap guitar, and I wondered why it was so cheap, and when I got it home, it wasn't in working condition, which was fine, because it actually led me to repair the guitar, and I donated it to the Richmond Youth Media Program, which is at the Media Lab in Richmond, which takes youth and teaches them a bunch of media skills, and they thought that was just great. So it caught on in my mind and with other people that, hey, if I have this talent to repair things, which I do, and I enjoy it, it's sort of my Buddhist practice. I get beautiful instruments in that are broken or unneeded. I repair them or maintain them and then donate them to youth in need or people with mental and physical challenges and disabilities and stuff like that.
Positive.
So we're getting instruments and guitars into people's hands, and it's a different but similar level of music therapy, because an instrument can help someone a lot in lots of ways.
Absolutely. So I did want to ask, like, you're winding up. He's always a busy man with all these projects and stuff. He's winding up his camera as he speaks, you can sort of tell he's like just going for it. I did observe something on your Facebook tweet. Your feed is that you're always doing live broadcasts.
Yeah.
Can people like find all of this through your website so they can go to Facebook and see these live?
You can find me on pretty much all your favorite social media things. I've been using Periscope and Twitter a lot to do broadcasts, and today I forgot my tripod attachment, so I was getting really annoyed holding the camera. So you're not getting a feed today. I'm sorry, guys. I was just like, I'd rather play guitar than worry about the camera. Anyways, and have some fun playing music. So you can always find a ton of stuff at robfillo.com, robfillo.com. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and I try not to waste all my time on that stuff and play music once in a while, too.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you wind up and stuff. Matthew St. John's coming up here with a song. If somebody wants to hand him over the guitar, we're going to bring him onto the show here. Matthew St. John is a 24-year-old local singer-songwriter who is also a poet and a graphic artist. He studies animation, now working on a cartoon TV show. Yay, Matthew! Woo! He's our hero, making cartoons for us all.
Perhaps.
Make us all happy. Yeah. Well, that's great news. And he has a gig tomorrow night at the Roxy starting at 7 p.m. And his art and poetry and stuff like this, if you search Kerdersty, which is K-E-R-D-E-R-S-D-Y on Google, you'll find digital art and poetry by Matthew St. John. So let's first of all, I want to talk about a little bit about that word, where it comes from. It comes from the air.
Which word?
Kerdersty. But I want to first of all let's people give it a little bit of perspective, because I'm excited. I said, even out of the famous in the room and the talented in the room, Matthew St. John has it going on. So let's hear what song. What song do you want to do?
I wrote one last night that I would like to sing.
Amazing.
And it's called I'm Defined. But it's not very defined, so I might fuck it up a little bit. Or I might mess it up.
Is it hard to find as well as not defined and not refined?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can you lift up your microphone a little bit more? We're going to get a clear, more you. Let the you come out. Okay. Matthew St. John. Oh, geez, my video was still going through all that. Matthew St. John on the video on the medicine show.
Okay.
What's the name of the song? What's the name of the song?
It's called I'm Defined.
Undefined, but not very defined.
But the song itself is not that defined.
Take it away.
There's no cut like the steel blue of her eyes that sent me from stealing. No caress like the moment of a glance unturned away. There's no wound like the slicing of a tongue that forced in me caving. No taste on the inside of a mouth that kept me at bay. And I'd be dead at the bottom of the lake without her. And suddenly all's about her. I'd offer this whole broken body, dimmed soul, injured mind, 'cause I can't make the way that I'm defined. There's no shade quite like any else around to battle the scathing. Burned soles of the bare feet on the ground of deserts midday. If the land that is shaded isn't found along the stark beaches, relieve me and take away the sharp momentary pain. And I'd be dead at the bottom of the lake without her. But suddenly none's about her. I'm holding this whole broken body, deep soul injured mind, 'Cause I can't see the way that I'm defined. I'm holding this old broken body, dim soul injured mind. 'Cause I can't see the way that I'm defined.
Man, I have to pee so bad.
Matt St. John on the Medicine Show. All right, so let's let him go pee, and we're going to move right on to, we're going to come back to you because I know you want to go, right?
No, I'm good.
Good, he's still good? Okay, we're going to introduce Josiah Taschek is here with Lonnie Eagleton. And so... Let's bring in the push and shove here.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody who hanging out there and listening to the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We have I don't hear it. Is it just me? I don't even hear myself.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's probably why. Okay. So a developing and up and coming musician, Josiah Taschek. Singer-songwriter. He likes tunes in black and white. And he used to be a regular on the Medicine Show and helped us out around here as a co-host. Josiah Taschek is everywhere. You know somebody in Vancouver that's in the musician circles in the industry. They've heard of Josiah Taschek. Hanging out with Josiah Taschek now is somebody else who's joining us here. Lonnie Eagleton. How you doing, Lonnie?
Good. Happy to be here.
Oh, that's great. I wish that... Do you have headphones on?
I do, yes.
So...
there it is.
So, I just like... every time... Hey, you're never going to live this down. Sorry. Lonnie Eagleton has... He is also a force to be reckoned with around Vancouver. 24-year-old Lonnie Eagleton, professional musician, doing live and studio session guitar work, and has worked with Sean Hook and Jimmy Rankin recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the Junos, Warped Tour, the Much Music Video Awards, appeared in multiple music videos on rotation on Much Music, as well as CMT, recorded with tons of recording artists, open for the renowned acts such as Magic, Canaan, Dragonette, Trooper, the Sheepdogs, Tegan, and Sarah Daya. Did I say that right?
It's pronounced Daya.
Daya, right. I knew I was getting that wrong. Kevin Costner. You know, and Ziggy Marley, ex-ambassadors Lindsey Stirling, Marianas Trench, and many more. He also holds a bachelor's degree in jazz guitar from Cap College. So I heard this joke a long time ago, like, what is the guy who played in the Doors movie? Never mind here. Kevin Costner played Jerry Lee Lewis in a movie. Great Balls of Fire.
Did he? Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, I was going to say, who would you vote for musical president, Kevin Costner or Jerry Lee Lewis? I've seen actually Kevin Costner and the Eclectics. Was he playing with that band?
No, he was playing in his own band, Kevin Costner and Modern West.
Okay.
So that's music that Kevin writes, and he's the front man.
Yeah, he's quite a musician, in case people, you know, got bored of Waterworld or any of the great movies he's produced.
I like that.
Yeah, great actor, but he's also not a bad musician too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so with all that said, I sort of started with one, jumped right, and you know, went right into like I said, I always like to bring on Sean Hook's song when you come on, because it's like, I'm sure that you've played that so many times by now. How does it feel when you go out and do, like, the big concerts and you get to do these songs?
Oh, it feels great. And, yeah, I mean, a song like that, I've played it about 100 times. But every time you play it, the audience is singing along and looks like they're having the best time of their life. So,
isn't that exciting, eh?
Yeah, and because of that, yeah, I never get tired of playing the song.
No, I get that. And some songs are just fun anyway. That's one of them, I must say. Josiah Taschek, what song are you going to sing for us tonight?
I think we're going to start with Parachute. We got a music video coming out in about a month.
We're
going
to play
here.
Parachute after this? Is it what we're supposed to do? Well, you didn't get all that lined up, so it might not happen right away.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with the live version, and then maybe later in the show.
We'll we're going to do the live version.
And, I know.
The recording's not out yet.
Okay, so we were talking about possibly getting that in for this show. We're not going to do that, are we?
Not today. We're going to do a live version.
That's even better.
We do have a recording coming soon, and the music video releasing in February. So look forward to that. There's some really good musicians involved, some great guys
Yay!
From around Vancouver. And they've all got their fingers in different projects, but it's nice getting everybody together for, one of my own projects.
Absolutely.
Swap.
What?
Earphone swap.
Would you like an earphone? You've got, is your earphones working?
They're not quite plugged in yet. But
unplug
me.
It's
we'll
okay.
Swap them for a
I
minute.
Don't need headphones.
Careful.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear?
We got, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, so we're going with Josiah Taschuk on The Medicine Show.
All right, this is Parachute.
With Lonnie Eagle.
Hey, this isn't easy. Standing at the edge of eternity, ready to make a leap of faith. Am I really worthy, baby? Breathing, I'll always catch you, yeah. Known since the second I met you. Falling so fast, what a rush, God, I hope it's true. You show that you can catch me, I'm terrified, baby. Want you to be my parachute. Hold on, don't pull the cord. Me and you, just embrace the fall. Look, can you see the ground rushing up? Now I'm waiting for impact. Where boom, pow, heart is beating fast. Pop the question, yeah, I wanna see you react. Come here, I wanna run away. Go, let's jump, what a beautiful day. Sunlight, pretty blue skies. White clouds outline your eyes. Baby, are you ready? Yeah, let's take the leap. I want you to be my parachute. Hold on, don't pull the cord. Me and you, just embrace the fall.
Medicine Show.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Says, hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life, about 1,000 women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, because none of them was you. No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown up, yeah.
Prescription. Yeah. Yes, please. This is the sound of the computer. This is the sound of technology. This is the sound of digital reality. Unplug yourself. You are becoming an android. You are slowly becoming plugged in. So, you know, I think that technology is one of the greatest things, you know, definitely makes life a little bit more comfortable in a lot of ways. Let's keep it in check and, like, unplug so you don't become a cyborg, please. You know, people are walking down the street and they're thinking about making it illegal to walk and text at the same time. They're considering this law, seriously? And I like what Ali said is that, you know, people are watching their phones and forgetting their kids. And that's like really, really damaging for the future generations. But if we can somehow keep this in a balance and just sort of like, so just something to consider anyway. That was our prescription. Does anybody want to speak on technology and the balance of it all? This is the sound of the city.
I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like anybody really wants to listen to a 24-year-old talk about things that matter or something.
Oh, that's okay. That's a very valid point. You don't believe in like wisdom from youngsters?
No, I think we have it. I think we should just keep it to ourselves.
Perhaps we should keep it to ourselves, and Jason should stop babbling.
No, I suppose.
Do you believe that you're a little bit too plugged into your phone, or do you believe that you found a balance?
I don't think so. I don't have a smartphone, so
yeah. Purpose?
Yeah. Yes.
Josiah.
I think technology is good if it's helping life, or, you know, if we're improving life with it, but when it takes over...
You mean like digital incubators or what?
Yeah, or cryonics, you know?
Oh, cryogenics.
Cryogenics, yeah. You know, it can help improve things, but if we focus too much on it, that can be negative. That's a pretty blanket answer, though.
Do you want to get cryogenically frozen, Rob?
Yeah.
Lonnie, what do you think? What's going on in the digital world of Lonnie Eagleton?
I would agree with Josiah. I think technology can be a great thing if you use it in the right way. There's so much you can learn from the internet. Like today I was learning about audio recording with some videos from the internet, and that's something I couldn't do without that.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you know, it's easy to get absorbed in your phone and miss things that are going on around you, so you got to find a good balance.
Okay, do you think that people are becoming cyborgs in our current state of, the addiction to cell phones?
Pretty much, yeah. If you're ever in a room like a coffee shop or on like the subway or the SkyTrain, something like that, everybody's on their phone, you know, or like you're in an airport waiting for a plane. You look around and like 99% of people will be looking at their phone, probably doing something unproductive. But yeah, you got to find that happy medium.
Rob?
Pull it up. We live in an interesting time where we're surrounded by information and supremely lacking in wisdom. People are now addicted to distraction, and we're looking to technology for the cure. We're looking to technology to save us. And because of our addiction to all the distractions that we go through, we're missing out on the basic human experience. And the only way to really get back to like our path is to, you know, use technology for special benefits and stuff like health benefits, but don't waste technology on the garbage that we see. And by wasting technology, you see what just happened in America. A lot of that was because of social media and media just being used for fake news and bullshit. So,
yeah, I did want to mention
not to bring that up anyway, if we're trying to forget.
No.
You've got 10 days left, guys. Less than 10 days.
10 days left till what?
Till the Trumpster's in.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. So I want to suggest something. If you want to download something to listen to with your headphones on the SkyTrain or in your commute, download an audiobook. It's really cool. You can do gardening or stuff with your hands and work and listen and get educated or get lost into some sort of different reality through listening. Anybody else have any quick things to say about technology, good or bad?
Not any quick things.
See, I know that there's some really sharp wisdom brewing over here, but let's just go right back into we're going to do another song from Rob Philo. And what song did you want to do, Rob?
This song is off the CD that's coming out in spring. I actually have one CD coming out called The Hope Sessions. It's a live acoustic CD coming out February 14th. Once again, robfillo.com. You can pick it up at the website. Pre-orders start February 1st. However, I'm in the studio doing my first professional full band recording with producer Neil Miskin up at Red Light Sound. And this is going to be one of the tracks off it. And I really like this track, too. So away we go.
Brilliant.
So nope, my life.
It's called what?
This is Angel in Hell.
Angel in Hell.
Well, I can't write songs when I'm around angels. I don't feel pretty when life is bliss. I need some pain to fuel this desire, but I never wish for this. Give me just one chance to dive into you. I never failed like this before. Soft-spoken silhouettes may tell you otherwise. I'll hold their wrists, you driving your nails, nails. And I need you like an angel in hell. Drag me out of this spell, make me whole again. They rape my soul lives within, and I'm stricken by sin. Take me out of this human race. Oh, and then I'll go home again. Oh, and then I'll go. Gone are the words of dead men like John. When did we lose our faith in love? Soft-spoken silhouettes may tell you otherwise, but I'll hold the wrist, you driving your nails, nails.
drag me out of this spell, make me whole again. They rape my mind, but my soul lives within, and I'm stricken by sin. Take me out of this human race. Oh, then I'll go home again. Oh, and then I'll go home. And I need you like an angel in hell. Check me. Take me out of this human race. Oh, and then I'll go home again. Oh, and then I'll go home. Oh. Then I'll go home.
Rob, hello on the Medicine Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right on. Well, Josiah, want to throw us another song there? Is it possible? Could you pull one out of your existence?
I'll pull it out of my
back of your head somewhere,
case.
Your subconscious. There you go. that was a dangerous statement there, almost coming out of your brain. Okay.
Push and Shove?
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to do a song called Push and Shove.
All right.
Yeah. That's the name.
Push and Shove by Josiah Taschuk and Lonnie Eagleton.
Yeah. And we're recording an acoustic video of this for tomorrow for social media. There's an old studio version of this somewhere kicking around on SoundCloud, or not SoundCloud, on Reverb Nation. They got a bit of Vancouver buzz for a little while there. And yeah, you can get a free download on that. I think it's old enough now that I just unlocked it. There's no cost. But I think you have to give me your email in exchange for it. I think there's like a click. Enter your email to get a free download. Anyway,
Josiah
jump on that.
Is
yeah,
just
look,
as it sounds,
look up for me on
Facebook.
Get a hold of
and give
Facebook,
me your email address. I'm sorry for talking over you. I just thought I'd ask, like, if somebody's actually listening to that, you say, well, how do I give you my email address?
All right, so this is Push and Shove.
Sounds good.
More trouble than I'm worth, I had to go there cause you know it works. Scream out that I'm trying, stinger heating out, cheek is burning red. Break the glass I'm holding, thinking about what you said. Why do we say love, fight each other when it gonna push? Shove, push and shove. Ashes in my mouth, every breath we waste. Really need, I've gotta find a space. Been this way for weeks, yeah, high on fumes. Wanna get clean, but I won't for you. Every time on me, leave me feeling cold. Lying in a room where the darkness grows. Why do we say love? Fight each other when it gonna push? Sure.
shop. Have you walked a mile in my shoes? Read the headlines or heard the news? It isn't easy being different or abused. Not to make excuses, but explain why I use. More trouble than I'm worth. How'd I go there? Cause you know it works. I'm so sick of hearing you need more. I'm an addict locked up in a drugstore. Don't care if you don't like it. It satisfies my needs. Why do we say love? Fight each other when it gonna push. Shove. Push and shove. Why do we say love? Fight each other when it gonna push and shove.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I've got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home because my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Says, hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life, about a thousand women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, because none of them was you. No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown that, yeah.
It sounds a bit gay. Right?
It's not gay.
From time to time, people ask me, hey Hypey, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Hi. I'm high on technology. We're back to Matthew St. John with Words of Wisdom. Hey, I didn't want to, like, pick on you, man, but that was, like, I think you're right.
No, you didn't. You weren't picking on me, and
here,
I don't
pull
mind.
The microphone that way because you know what? I think my of all people, my mother would be saying, that's wisdom. You know, it's not about what everybody else wants to push on you for an opinion. People got to learn to think themselves.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate what you said. So I do want to provoke people a bit about this subject, but for one thing, people do have to make up their own minds.
Oh, yeah, and you didn't provoke me at all. I just think it's, I mean, for me, it's a very long conversation, and I always leave rooms going like, shit, they only spent like 15 seconds on that, you know. And I think it's I think it's the product of a much deeper problem as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. That leads to a very long conversation. Perhaps we can find some wisdom that even reflects to the subject in the song, even if you don't mean it. What song did you want to do?
I'm playing a song called Frozen Worry. Yeah.
Called what?
Frozen Worry.
Sounds good. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Worry. Give me a second. There we go. Let's get the camera all going. Thank you. This is the Medicine Show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM on Coast Salish Unceded Territory with Matthew St. John. Sorry, go ahead.
Every piece of earth is claimed, my feet won't be found still. If you can't come along, be the shoes I fill. We won't spend the better piece of living placed together, weathering the other's hopes. Cause you can't hold a heart when you're tied in rope. And from the street comes a truck not breaking, that hits me out of my shoes. I smile and bleed on the sun-baked pavement, the last of life that I choose. And frozen worry, my constitution shakes. Feels unlike all the other ways. I'll hang on every piece of verbal relief from heart, from home. And pray each word I say I gladly carve in stone. Though the trials of the land may be easier to stand when you're not alone. You can't rush a drake when you're on your own. And from the sea comes a peaked wave breaking and tosses me through the blue. I smile and breathe in the brine through my lungs. That's the life that I choose. And frozen worry, my constitution shakes. Feels unlike all the other ways. And frozen worry, tender hearts break. Feels unlike all the other ways. Thank you.
Now, St. John on the Medicine Show.
That's the difference between my bladder being full and my bladder being empty, I think. Or it feels different anyways. I don't know if it sounds.
That's Matthew St. John with an empty bladder on the Medicine Show. Okay, we're going to go back to Zach Lancaster. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm doing the switch over here. This is Jason Lawrence with an empty bladder on the Medicine Show. Thank you. Thank you for being patient with us, and thanks for all the love out there. How you doing, Ali? What's going on there?
I'm very good. I'm very high end.
He's very high end and he's high on life or like high on technology or what's the deal?
Yeah, it's the high end technology, yeah.
He's at command on the board. Okay, so refocusing, Zach, what was so you done Break the Chains.
Yeah.
Standing in the Ocean. What's the next one?
It's next one. This one's called I'm Not Running From You.
Excellent.
It's not a romantic song. We were talking about it earlier and you interpreted the title as romantic, like, but it's not. It's about
it sounds
not
romantic.
Running.
I can't help myself. I love romance. I think it's wonderful.
I'm a romantic as well. But this one is about not running away from a fight. And if you look at me, I'm not much of a fighter. I'm a skinny dude. But, yeah, this one's about not running away from a fight, be it emotional or physical. Hopefully emotional.
Or like a political stance, like get on down to the front lines.
Not in so many words, but yes.
Sorry, I'm quoting Rick. Hey, Rick, if you're out there listening.
All right.
Zach Lancaster.
Some things are gonna be real tough. Everything is never enough. I know, I know. I know, I know. As people, we can share our pain, and nothing's gonna stay the same, but that might be good. Words can hurt like fire. Take everything you've ever desired, and you burn it down. You burn it down. Words, if you use them right, could end this freaking fight, and we'll all go home. Oh, I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you anymore. Keep your eyes locked in this fight. Keep your mind on everything right. 'Cause my words are gonna punch you all night and some more. Oh, I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you anymore, anymore. Tell me what you think we need. Here's a world of a different breed. We all breathe the same. We don't feel the same. Minds are a world apart. We're all humans from the start, so let's all be kind. Do you believe me? 'Cause I got nothing, nothing, nothing left to hide. Do you believe me? 'Cause I got nothing, nothing, nothing left to hide. For these days where you are broken, I'll be here. For these days where you are broken, I'll be here. I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running, I'm not running, I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running, I'm not running, I'm not running from you. Oh, I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you anymore. Keep your eyes locked in this fight. Keep your mind on everything right. 'Cause my words are gonna punch you all night and some more. Oh, I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you anymore. Anymore.
Thank you.
All right. Zach Lancaster on The Medicine Show. On CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, on Coast Salish Unceded Territory. We'll be taking a break for a commercial, or what's going on? Oh, okay. Sorry.
It is done.
Okay. So, you know, I wanted to hear can you give Lonnie a guitar? Is there somebody give Lonnie a guitar? Rob's going to play a song. Are we going to do a jam session?
Are we going to do a jam session?
We can we?
A bit already.
Can we do another? Can we please indulge us?
Yeah.
Hey, Lonnie can jam any song you throw. Test him. Do a different song.
We'll see what happens.
Do a different song then.
This is my last song, though, right? It's 12:15.
Is it? Okay.
Jeez. I'm trying to kill him with the microphone over
there. No, like.
Do you want to do a solo song?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this, and then we're going to do a jam song at the very end.
Sure, we can do a jam song at the end. I'll pull the jam song at the end. It's a cover song. Is that okay?
Perfect,
yes. Okay. You guys, I'm going to play a song that you might not want to be related to. And then we're going to go into Folsom Prison, Johnny Cash, and just do a real rousing version where you can jam away.
Great.
It's just EAB.
We're going to switch this up. Nice. In case you're not following along, sorry, I didn't have my headphones on. I had to do a switch up there. Rob's going to do it, a solo song. Sorry. Is this, what song is it going to be?
This song is my latest song. It's not on any albums yet. But I thought, since we're here at UBC with some thinkers, the land of the thinkers, I'd put a provocative piece out there and see what it makes you think.
Yeah. What's
it's
called?
Psychopathy. We allowed to swear on your station?
Yes.
The cultural fearmongers at it again. They've been talking with Hitler. Now they're all nodding heads as they watch Mr. Trump getting high on command as he's making bold moves for his Ku Klux Klan. And I've finally decided to adopt psychopathy. Oh, the drugs doctors give me help me watch my TV without feeling sick, without breaking down to cry, without feeling so lonely that I think I wanna die. I don't wanna feel numb, but I'm so fucking scared, and I need to feel love, feel like somebody cares. Noam Chomsky's predicting the end of the world, and Jane Goodall has stated the population must be immediately reduced quite drastically by peaceful means, if possible. So I finally decided to adopt psychopathy. All the drugs that they give me help me watch my TV without feeling sick, without breaking down to cry, without feeling so lonely that I think I wanna die. I just need to feel love, but I'm so goddamn scared, and I don't wanna be faithful to a God that's not there. So I finally decided to adopt psychopathy. And my friends and relations stay glued to their TV. And it's making me sick. Feel like breaking down to cry. God, I'm feeling so lonely that I think I wanna die. But I'm so goddamn scared, and I don't wanna be faithful to a God that doesn't care. So I finally decided to adopt psychopathy. So I'm not alone.
That's Rob Pillow on the Medicine Show. What's that? Absolutely.
Just say go, Jay.
Okay, how about this? We're getting down to, ready for the wind down. Everybody, pick up your instruments. Thanks everybody for listening out there, Radio World. We really appreciate everybody hanging in there with us. And so they're gonna start playing. You guys, if you start playing quietly, and I'm gonna do the last goodbyes. And when I'm finished, you guys just go into a song. Okay. Is the audience along with us?
I'll sing in the background. Real
out there, if you're listening, just shake your head yes, and I'll see you shake your head through the airwaves. All right. So, yes, go ahead, guys. You guys can just start jamming away. So, every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy and live music with laughter. Healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish Unceded Territory on Musqueam Land. Next week, we will have on the Medicine Show Sam Cave and Staggers and Jags. I'm a DJ Paleface, Jason Lawrence, and I'm here with DJ Alibaba, Ali Ghazani. And we would like to give thanks. And so thanks to the Maker. Thank you to all of our guests, Zach Lancaster, Rob Fellow, Matthew St. John, Josiah Taschek, Lonnie Eagleton, and supporting everyone. We would like to thank David Phil for hanging out with us, and Justin Patrick, thanks for playing some lead guitar. And thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Twitter at the @ Van Medicine Show. On Facebook, we are Vancouver Medicine Show. On our website, we are themedicineshow.ca. Yay! Coming up next is the late night show with DJ Rob! Okay, take it away, Medicine Show Band, starring Rob Fellow and Lonnie Eagleton.
Well, I hear that train a-coming, rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. No, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But I hear that whistle blowing, yeah, right down the San Antone. Well, I was just a baby, my mother told me, son, always be a good boy and don't ever mess with God. So I kissed a man in Reno, and he nearly died. Well, I hear Eagleton on guitar.
I bet there's rich folks eating in those fancy dining cars. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I knew I had it coming. I know I can be free. But those rich folks keep them moving into beautiful BC. Take it away. Free me from this prison, and the railroad train is mine. Well, I think I'd move it all just a little farther down the line.